The emerging generation of Moroccan women are infusing a fresh and inclusive energy into the time-honored tradition of nawa, a spiritual musical form conventionally sequestered to the realm of men. Nawa music, alternatively referred to as tagnawite, has garnered international acclaim subsequent to its inscription by UNESCO as an intangible cultural heritage in 2019. At the Nawa World Music Festival held in Essaouira, a city on the southern coast of Morocco, which is deeply entrenched in the Nawa musical tradition, Asma Hamzawi queried, "Why shouldn't women be part of this dynamic?" Asma Hamzawi, a 26-year-old native of Casablanca, is among the trailblazers who have ventured into the domain of Nawa music, which amalgamates African rhythms with spiritual incantations and poetic elements. Under the tutelage of her father, a virtuoso in Nawa music, Hamzawi was inducted into the art form at an early age. "I've accompanied him to his evening gatherings since I was 7 years old," recounted the intrepid musician, who in 2012, founded the ensemble Nat Timbuktu, translated as the Girls of Timbuktu. She continued, "I progressively assimilated the skills to play the gembri, a three-stringed lute constructed from camel skin. My father was assiduous in ensuring that I acquired a plethora of knowledge before I embarked on my solo pursuits." The all-female contingent left an indelible impression on festival attendees, with Hamzawi rendering vocals and playing the gembri, whilst four other musicians played the krakab, or steel castanets. Their performance was in conjunction with the Amazons d'Afrique, another ensemble comprised solely of women, hailing from Mali. Hamza Tahir, a festival attendee, proffered his insights, "It's a remarkable feat to witness women engaged in Nawa music, which shouldn't exclusively be the purview of men. They infuse a rejuvenating energy into this music." Meanwhile, buoyed by Nat Timbuktu's triumphant endeavors, Hinda Nera, an emergent luminary in Nawa music, honed her ardor for tagnawite in her hometown of Essaouira. The city, with its fortified citadel facing the Atlantic Ocean, is a crucible for this mystical musical tradition, which intertwines religious hymns invoking ancestors and spirits. Nawa music, with its origins steeped in the practices of enslaved individuals and tracing its lineage to at least the 16th century, has undergone an evolution from predominantly private gatherings, where therapeutic rituals were conducted in tandem with the music, to an art form celebrated at public events encompassing concerts and festivals. Inera characterizes her home city of Essaouira as the nurturing ground of tagnawite, asserting, "It is a vibrant heritage that nurtures the soul. It is of vital importance that the younger generation cherishes it." To the traditional ensemble, she introduced an innovative touch by incorporating a guitarist and a drummer. "There were initial disparities, given their unfamiliarity with collaborating with a woman," she acknowledged. "However, following some challenging exercises, they acclimated to my presence, and we achieved a harmonious synergy." Similarly, Yusra Mansour, the leading woman of the band Babblebluz, which fuses Nawa, rock and blues, encountered obstacles upon her entry into the music scene. She explained, "I encountered two primary impediments, the tacit assumption that this sphere is exclusively the domain of men, and the conservative perspectives towards the interpretation of traditional music." She further elaborated, "This is met with a lack of acceptance and even resistance by some of the more orthodox members of our society." Mansour continued, "We replaced the bass with the gembri, and the guitar with the awisha, a smaller gembri, forming a dynamic, power trio, reminiscent of Jimi Hendrix, yet reimagined with traditional instruments." The 32-year-old vocalist ardently champions women's liberties, confessing that, "As a woman, my journey has been far from facile." She lamented the scarcity of women in this domain and commended Asma Hamzawi and Hinda Nera, stating, "They are a testament to magnificence. It is challenging to navigate a domain predominantly inhabited by men, but we are witnessing the dawn of transformation." With AFP.